Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Quickly into the Oilers Now injury report, brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. Trent Brown, Jim Brown, proud supporters of the Edmonton Oilers, the Edmonton Elks, where, of course, Trent played for the Edmonton Eskimos, winning the 93 Grey Cup and the University of Alberta Golden Bears. Colorado, Gabriel Landeskog hasn't played the last two seasons due to a knee surgery. Pavel Francouz is out with groin injuries, actually back in the Czech Republic. Logan O'Connor not available due to a hip injury. Samuel Girard out with a head issue. For the Oilers, Evander Kane's missed the last couple games with a core injury. We expect significant absences from the Oilers lineup tonight. As we head off to the River Cree Resort Casino hotline, this will all be officially verified at about 6 o'clock when Chris Knobloch does his availability. Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrus for GCL Diesel, providing genuine diesel parts and turbochargers at great prices since 1972. Visit GCLDiesel.com. Louis, have they kicked you out of your hotel room yet, or what's going on?
Not yet. I keep looking at the people there to make sure they're not knocking on the door, but they'll be coming soon.
Yeah, there was today, bud. Good. You know, it was crazy. All those years I hosted Oilers Now, noon to 2, as you know, I would invariably get the knock-knock on the door from the chambermaids wanting to make up the room, and it always happened during the show. And then they would walk in as I was hosting the show, you know, and I'd just sit there and I'm like, hey, like, can you come back in a couple hours later? So you know how that would work. So, Louis, you'd be surprised. We've asked our listeners on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 6 games in 9 nights for the Edmonton Oilers. It's not like they haven't played in a week. We've asked the point blank, what would you do with this lineup? And the majority of the listeners would have said that they would pull Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl, Matthias Ekholm, players of that ilk, out of the lineup, that there's no need to put them in any potential risk tonight against Colorado. And I'd like to get your thoughts on how you'd handle the situation.
I feel the same way. I think you and I have talked about this, you know, for the last couple of weeks. When you have a schedule like Edmonton's had and when you have the record they've had, rest those guys. The most important thing is getting into the playoffs healthy, ready to go. So I would, if you have the ability to, rest as many players as you can in this last game. It's a back-to-back situation. And I know that, you know, from the players' perspective, a lot of them want to play all the games. This is not something they go and knock on the coach's door and say, hey, listen, I don't want to play game 82. You mind keeping me out? This is in the hands of the coach. This is in the hands of the coaching staff. And I think they just look at this and understand that certain individuals are not going to pull themselves out of the lineup. So they'll do it for them and say, this is the way it's going to go. You've been able to play throughout this week. And I think you and I both expect for that to happen this game tonight versus the Avalanche. It sounds like the Avalanche from Coach Bednar are not going to do that. Now, it's a different situation. They haven't played since Sunday. So they've had some time off. This is the one game they can put the team together to kind of finalize the regular season and go into the playoffs for the Avalanche. They haven't played the greatest down the stretch, so I think he would like to put them together and see what they can do. But if I was Evanson, I would certainly rest some players tonight. Matthias Ekholm being the number one guy because of what happened the last time these two teams met. I mean, he had two huge hits on Mikko Rantanen. Why would you open up that can of worms in game 82 when the two teams aren't going to see each other until the conference finalists, they each are successful in getting there. So, yes, I'm along the same lines as the listeners and the calling people to say, rest as many as you can.
All right. This text comes in from Oil Fan, and he says, Bob, we could meet the Avalanche in the conference final. We need to win this game in regulation to finish ahead of them in the standings. Does that
I don't worry about it at all. I understand it's for home ice in the conference final. I understand where he's coming from. But here's the thing. If you get to the conference final, I don't think you're worried about home ice advantage at that point in time. I think at that point in time, you say, whoever's in our way, we're going to go through them if you're the Edmonton Oilers. And that's the way they're thinking. To go out there and leave it out there right now, this would be 3-4 again for the Oilers. Potentially starting Sunday, Monday. We've heard it's going to be Monday. But then it was Sunday. Then it's back to Monday. I'm sure they'll finalize that the next day. But this is all about making sure that you're going into the playoffs as healthy as you can be. This is the one thing that allows you to do that. You rest your stars and you say, okay, if we get to the conference final, now you're banking on the Oilers getting there, and I understand that. That's a real positive attitude to have, and I like that attitude. You should have that attitude, and the Avalanche should have the same attitude. But you're talking about slugging it out for that one point to make sure that you have home ice advantage in the conference final. I just don't see it being that necessary right now. I just don't. I don't think it's worth the risk of going out there and having a playoff-like game right now in Game 82 when you've got a series starting in a few days.
All right, and I always credit the source, and you know I do this, so I'm going to give a shout-out to my man T-Hups, who texts us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, because I actually had to think back at this before I got it. Louis, do you know the last time the Edmonton Oilers opened a home playoff series and won the opening game?
Well, if I'm being honest, I wouldn't have been able to name it, but we chatted on the bus last night about it, so you kind of gave the answer. So
yeah, and that's because
I believe you said it was 1990, right? 1990.
Do you know where you were May 2nd, 1990?
May 2nd, 1990. I might have been in Binghamton.
I was in Wells, B.C.
I was in Binghamton, New York, playing for the Rangers farm team in the playoffs, I believe.
Yeah, that was the year I worked on ITV Sports Night with Darren Detition, and Annie Stark couldn't believe that I went back up tree planting when I had a summer job, but what a stupid decision that was for me.
That was the year before I got traded to Edmonton, so that's what I'm guessing. I mean, I'm pretty sure that's where I was.
Oilers beat Chicago in the conference final in round three by a score of 5-2. They then lost game two and game three at home, and I definitely watched game four of that conference final in Barkerville. In Barkerville, as the Oilers' Mark Messier put on one of the greatest virtuoso performances of his NHL career en route to the Oilers winning their fifth Stanley Cup as they beat the Hawks 4-2, and the moose was loose, a man that our current guest was traded for. He was the key in the deal for the Edmonton Oilers. Well, he wouldn't say that, but...
Don't go that far.
All right, so just to reiterate, you're 100% on board with shutting her down and sitting her down if need be. You got no problem if the Oilers end up pulling out McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, Hyman, Bouchard at home. Because I'm going to assume that Nurse and CC play after playing, not playing last night.
You know, you look at what happened. Nurse and CC last night was by design, and you know, Paul Coffey had a great line that he used. When he told the guys that they weren't playing, he said he walked up to him and said, "Listen, take this as a compliment. Take this as a compliment that we want to rest you. We want to ensure that you're ready to go for the game one of the playoffs, because that's what this is all really about, is it not?" I mean, every single player in that room will tell you that the regular season, you go through it, you battle to get a chance in the final dance to win the Stanley Cup. So this is what it's all about, and if it means taking a night off, like I said, Darnell Nurse is a guy that will never take a night off. He goes to every single optional. He didn't want to not play. But for Paul Coffey, he looks at it and he says, "Listen, this is a compliment. Take the night off. Get a night's rest. You'll be back in there tomorrow night. We'll rest a couple more guys in this game tonight versus the Avalanche." And they've earned that to have that night off. These guys are warriors. I know they don't want to come out of the lineup, but sometimes the coach has to make that decision for them. And it's a hard part of the year for that. But right now, I don't think there's guys playing for any individual statistics that would give them career highs at this point in time. The guys that are in there have accomplished that already. The one thing that still is on the line is home ice advantage in the conference final. I understand that, but I think that's a little too far away in the future to be thinking about that. You need to think about what's down the road in 3 or 4 days when the first round starts.
What did you think of what happened as a former member, as a former Phoenix Coyote player, as a former, you were a Phoenix Coyote broadcaster at the time. What did you think about last night?
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to lie. I had mixed emotions. It was difficult for me to see that game and it wrap up in the end. And that city and, you know, that team, the Phoenix and Arizona Coyotes, have been very good to me and my family. We loved our time in Phoenix. We loved our time when I played for the Coyotes and when I worked for the Coyotes as a radio broadcaster. It started my career in broadcasting, which I'm still doing today. So I owe a lot to that team and that organization. So for for me to watch that last night, I have a lot of friends that are still involved with the organization that have been there from day one. And it was really difficult to see a guy like Stan Wilson crying on the bench at the end of the game, hugging the players, understanding this is the last game in Phoenix. And yeah, it was tough, Bob. It was really tough. And obviously the game that took over, you know, the majority of what we talked about in the game, because it's a real trying time, and it's a situation that's come up in the last couple of years. It was necessary. You and I have talked about this. Unfortunately for the franchise, it just didn't work. And maybe if they get a new team and a new building in the five-year period, they've talked about potentially having an expansion there again, maybe it'll work that time. But, it was tough. I'll be honest. It was tough watching that. And, you know, when I left there, I thought about it for quite a while last night before I hit the sheets.
All right. The Oilers still do not technically know who they're going to play yet. Vegas controls their destiny after L.A. inexplicably lost to Minnesota at home after they previously lost Anaheim at home. Who does Chicago have? Or sorry, who does Vegas have tonight? Oh,
Anaheim, and LA has Chicago.
So I think Chicago has been the worst team in the league over the last 15 to 18 games. They can't score a goal if their life depended on it. They're actually got the lowest scoring team in the NHL. They're scoring more than San Jose, which is a little bit scary when you think about the fact that they've got Connor Bedard. But apparently that master plan from Kyle Davidson is working. Watch, you'll end up getting Macklin Celebrini too. The Oilers, Vegas or L.A.? If you're Edmonton, who do you want and why?
Yeah, you know, listen, it's 6 of 1, half dozen the other. I think they're both great teams. I really do. I think they're both good teams that the series would be great. It would be a battle. I don't think there's any good series or any easy series, if you want to call it. I think you have to win each one. This is what I will say. Maybe catch Vegas fresh. If you're going to play the Vegas Golden Knights, you might as well play them in the first round when you have full capacity, you're fully rested, you're fully healthy, and it gives you the best opportunity to knock off the Stanley Cup champion. So I say, if you're going to have to go through the Vegas Golden Knights, why not do it right away?
Louis, I heard the doorbell ring in your room. Thank you for joining us on Oilers Now. See you at the rink.
All right, buddy. Take care.
That's Sportsnet color analyst Louis DeBrusse, brought to you by GCL Diesel, providing genuine diesel parts and turbochargers at great prices since 1972. Cam and Lauren and the team at GCL Diesel. Visit GCLDiesel.com. And for the record, just in case you weren't quite sure, the Oilers team is called the Edmonton Oilers. This show is called Oilers Now, and I support oil and gas. You have other options. Like if you're one of those people out there that, you know, benefits from the fact that you live in the province of Alberta, but you're an oil and gas hater, maybe there's other places you go to. All right, yeah. In terms of if you don't like it, like we appreciate the support of that industry. I wish more Canadians did. The Big L has texted us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line at 5:23 in Edmonton. Bob, believe this season has been all about making a good playoff run, so it makes sense that their season ended game 79 or 80, and not necessarily at game 82. The last couple of games are a throwaway, says the Big L. Rest up and get ready to win 16 times by mid-June. Again, you can text us at 780-496-0063. This text comes in. Just wanted to say I missed the old time slot, Bob. I listened to way more shows at noon. Now I'm far more productive at work than I used to be. Well, I appreciate you for your brutal honesty. I didn't move the show. The show moved, and I don't think it's moving back, just so everybody's aware. We do have a thing called podcast, and you can access it, and Brendan does a great job of getting the, I think we had about 380,000 podcast downloads in the month of March. By the way, that text that we got from the Big Al, we're going to enter that in our text of the week draw, where winners receive 3 months of washes at My Favorite Car Wash, Great White Car Wash, 100-04 169th Street. We will tell you that guests and Oilers Now receive gift cards to Japanese Village. Japanese Village has been on board as an advertiser of this show. Is in year number 14 on 630 CHED. All 14 seasons it's been on CHED. Japanese Village has been a part of the show. Save $10 off on all certified Angus Beef New York Steak dinners at Japanese Village. For full details, visit jvedmonton.ca. We will tell you Ron McLean is coming up. for Century Casino Edmonton today at 5:35. We have a little bit of business to take care of before, though. We're going to tell you you're invited to join New West Travel on an Avalon River cruise. This is next March. Of course, we did 3 Oilers Now road trips with New West Travel. We sold out Nashville. We sold out 2 full suites in Montreal. 60 total people ended up going on that trip into Montreal. And we just had a trip down to Dallas as well. Our Dallas trip, because we never guarantee you who's going to come by. I know in Nashville we twice had Wayne Gretzky there, but in our Dallas trip, we hit the home run for everybody that made that trip. We ended up having 2 Hall of Famers, Paul Coffey and Kevin Lowe, make that event with us for a meet and greet along with Oilers GM Ken Holland and Chris Knobloch, and they stayed for the full 2-hour session. It was awesome, and the people were great on that trip. So we sold out 3 trips. New West Travel has a trip for you next March. I will not be on this trip because I plan on being wherever the Edmonton Oilers are, but you can explore Southeast Asia. You'll discover Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand on this Avalon River cruise. Your 19-day tour includes a 7-night river cruise with gourmet meals, fine wines, and daily tours. You'll be immersed in the cultures and ancient traditions as you sightsee and spend time in the most fascinating places along the mighty Mekong River. If you book by May 31st, you'll save over $1,300 per person. For full details, contact New West Travel at newwesttravel.com. It is 5:26 in Edmonton. Just had Louis DeBrusque on for GCL Diesel. It is time to do Oilers Game Day Trivia for Pro-Am Sports, your fan cave specialist. All correct answers this month are entered to win an autographed Stuart Skinner jersey. Of course, Pro-Am Sports did a Stuart Skinner private signing. Pro-Am Sports, again, will have the autographed Stuart Skinner jersey for the monthly winner. Visit them online or in Edmonton on St. Albert Trail. Here's the question. The 2003 NHL entry draft is considered one of the deepest in NHL history. It did not turn out to be a good draft for the Edmonton Oilers, at least in the first round. The Oilers traded down and passed on 2 players, one with Colorado and one with Edmonton, that are in the game today. These guys are 39 and 38 respective years of age, so they've played a hell of a long time. So who are the 2 players that the Oilers passed on in the 2003 draft? Kevin Prendergast, who I think in fairness probably did a pretty good job from rounds 2 and on during his tenure as an Oilers head amateur scout and did not do a poor job as the guy running the farm team during some challenging financial times when they were in Springfield in the late 2000s. Kevin Prendergast was part of a team that elected the Oilers. Mike Comrie was on the squad, if you recall. Mike Comrie, the last player the Oilers selected after round 1 that had a 30-goal season for the Edmonton Oilers. But Comrie had a difficult 2003 playoff that year. Edmonton traded down out of a spot where they could have drafted either of the 2 players that are in today's game all these years later. Who are those 2? They ended up drafting Marc-Antoine Pouliot. Name the 2 players, one for Colorado, one for Edmonton, that Edmonton passed on in the 2003 draft, trading down out of the spot where one of the players went and then outright passing on the other player. Name the 2 players that are in tonight's game. That is our Oilers Now trivia, game day trivia for Pro-Am Sports. We head off to a global news weather traffic update with Randy Kilburn, whose Boston Bruins open up against the Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday night. I'm going to call it right now. The Leafs are winning that series. I didn't want to say it when Louis DeBrusque was on because his kid Jake plays for Boston, and Jake's a great kid. We got Ron McLean coming up after Randy Kilburn brings you a global news weather traffic update.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.